Good evening. Welcome once again to the Rabbi Yosef Kalta, the Tocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Lina Nishmas, Elio Chaim and Arav Chaim Yitzchok, and Oren ben Moshe, Lina Nishmas, Lisha Gito, Basar Rav, Eliezer Manoia. One of the most difficult issues in talking about and dealing with the issue of bitochen is the fact that there are many situations in life where individuals are confident that they have confidence, that they have bitochen, feel that they do, and yet they find that the results that they have hoped for and relied on and were confident about or thought they were confident about did not seem to materialize. This is a concern and a fear that many people have to even begin to deal with the whole parsha of bitochen. I thought that we have to attempt at least to address this from a few different perspectives, on a few different levels. I think that one thing is very clear, that bitochen is not a word, it's not a speech, there is no button that one can press that all of a sudden elevates the heart to this midah of complete and total trust in Hashem. It's a process. It's a process that has to develop. It takes time. It's not instantaneous, it's not automatic, it's not easy. It's achievable, but it's probably something that one has to work on to really be able to achieve on a real and significant and sophisticated and certainly on a complete level. Now, it's true that the Chofetz Chaim writes in a letter in the Machne Yisrael that Kefi Godel HaBitochon, according to the greatness, the level of bitochen, that's the greatness or the level of the success. So even a less than real bitochen will have some effect. However, it may not be the full effect that we're awaiting or that we're desiring or that we're hoping for or that we're counting on because we didn't really have that full degree of bitochen. So that's something that definitely occurs. But how do we deal with this issue of not achieving the goals that we wish to achieve? So I think that besides realizing that it's not so easy to have bitochen, and sometimes we might be saying the right words or the words of the Chazon Ish, singing the songs of bitochen. He gives an example of a person who's extremely successful in his store, in his business. Things are going great, and he's constantly praising Hashem, and I trust Hashem, and Hashem helps me, and I have bitochen in Hashem, and that's why I have all this success. And then a competitor moves in across the street, and all of a sudden, he's panicking. Now, if you really have bitochen, there's no reason to panic. There's nothing to panic about. But he's singing his chazon, he says, the Shira HaBitochen, singing the song of bitochen, not necessarily feeling it completely and totally and properly in his heart. So, you know, there are such things. But beyond that, I think we have to better understand the concept of bitochen. But David HaMelech really is probably the first in Tehillim and maybe even the most succinct description of the process. David HaMelech in Kapitel Yud Gimel, and he's mamish, for Iro Einai Penish HaMoves, by Zakona. But he says, V'ani b'chasta chobotach. I, as for me, I trusted in your chesed. Yogei libi b'shua secho. Because of that bitochon, the Mefarshim explained, I now am rejoicing in the Yeshua that the salvation is coming even before it comes. Or shira l'Hashem ki gomo, when it actually comes, I will sing shira, I will say hallel on the fact that I have achieved this and received these results. And I think it's very important to note The bitochen isn't, I trust you're going to give me the results that I want. Where does that come from? Maybe you don't deserve those results. How could that be rational? What are you thinking? But David HaMelech says that he b'chas t'chobotachti. The beginning of bitochen is a total immersion and trust and confidence and endless hope without any hesitation in the chesed Hashem. I know Hashem is chesed. I know He created the world to do chesed. I know He's all about chesed. I know He's rachum v'chanun. Erech ha'payim v'rav chesed v'emes. I know that. That's v'ani b'chastecho. I trust. Not only do intellectually I know your chesed, I feel it. I feel that everything, I have such a confidence in your chesed. My heart tells me that you do chesed. That's what you do. That's all you do. That's what you're all about. And leman zeh bitochen, because of that bitochen in your chesed, my heart begins to rejoice in the Yeshua even before it happens. Because it's like something from within just announces to me, just tells me, just gives me that feeling based on the fact that I have such a deep-rooted trust in your chesed that I just feel, I just sense, I just, something tells me that you're not going to let me down with that chesed, that chesed is going to deliver for me. The chesed that I trust to be so extensive and intense and deep and real and overwhelming, that chesed, I just have this inner feeling that it's going to deliver for me. It's going to bring me the results that I so direly desire and crave and hope for. And that's what's going to happen. Now, it's very important because it's all based on the knowledge of the chesed Hashem. And I think that that's the reason that the Chodesh Halavot is enlisting, I think, in one of his seven lists of things that are prerequisites to be tough. And one is that I trust Hashem. And even if He doesn't deliver on that which I'm trusting, I still, I'm okay. I still recognize that He's all chesed. Now, what do you mean if He doesn't deliver? You have trust. So it seems that part of that trust has to be to have such a trust in Him that if He won't deliver that which I'm craving, I will also accept that with full trust that everything He does is good and He knows what's good for me and there's nothing to be concerned about. So my bitochen is based on such a trust. It's even built upon the trust that if He does not respond to my bitochen, I will accept it because I have such a trust in His chesed. That kind of bitochen, that level of bitochen can actually bring about results. But the bitochen stems from a knowledge and an internalization of the realization of the chesed Hashem. Then that can lead me to this feeling that I just know it, I just feel it, I just know He's not going to let me down. And included in that is, and even if He would, I don't believe He would, I'm sure He won't. But if He would, I would accept it because I know it's all chesed. So it all has to do with that chesed. And when that is not there, that ability to accept this disappointment as chesed, then I really don't have trust in His chesed. Because trust in His chesed means I know He will always be mischas and He's always going to do chesed. Now He's going to do what I want. And since I know He's going to do chesed, and if He doesn't do it, I know it'll be chesed. That's true bitochen. And I'm trusting His chesed completely. The trust goes to the extent that I feel confident that even if He doesn't deliver, I will still recognize and trust His chesed. That's the kind of bitochen that can actually be entitled to the statement that the Meiri says, "Habitech b'Hashem ein techeva shelo nichzava." One who actually puts his real trust in Hashem, his hope that he's hoping for, that which he desires, that which he hopes for, will not be disappointed. The Baal Bitochen will not be disappointed. But it has to be the real Baal Bitochen. It has to be the Baal Bitochen in the Chesed Hashem. It means the Baal Bitochen in the Chesed Hashem to the extent that he would be willing to accept even if he didn't because it's Chesed. That's the Baal Bitochen who can be entitled to have things happen for him. And that's certainly the Baal Bitochen who will have the ultimate in Menuch Sadefesh, a peace of mind, trusting that Hashem is in fact going to deliver everything for him. So that's on the one level, we have to recognize that, and it's all part of the actual bitochen and the chesed Hashem. There's another aspect also that we have to realize, and that is that sometimes Hashem's chesed is not obvious to us, and the whole cheshbon that they make, that if the Imohis would have had children years earlier, then because there had to be 400 years from the birth of Yitzchok, then there would have been a longer time that we stayed in Mitzrayim. The Golus would have even been longer. So there are times when what looks to us is just disappointment and a lack of chesed and so disconcerting and so worrisome and so like, where, what happened? I have such bitocha that. Yeah, but you know something? You trust in the chesed Hashem. Hashem has a bigger chesed to do for us. That chesed which you're trusting and the translation that it was into what you want personally and the hope and the trust that Hashem will give it to you, that feeling, that's not really what you want. You really want true chesed. You're trusting in his chesed. The trust in the results is only like a corollary, a poel yotze. It comes out of the trust in his chesed. And therefore, when I trust in his chesed, then I say, hey, he didn't respond. He must have a bigger chesed in mind. And maybe because he didn't respond now, because otherwise there'll be much greater difficulties later, or because he has something much better for me later. And once a person has that deep sense of hakoro in the chesed Hashem, it becomes very easy to recognize these things and to say, yeah, I don't know why. I don't necessarily know why. But you know something? I know that Hashem is all about chesed. And therefore, there'll be no need, no reason to be disappointed in anything that happens, because I know that even if it isn't the chesed that I wanted, which bitochen should normally bring about, however, it's ultimately chesed, because that's what Hashem is all about. And therefore, I accept it readily and with appreciation of the true extent of Hashem's chesed. And I think in life in general, one has to realize that Hashem knows better than we do. Just like in tefillah, I like to say, well, you know, tefillah is our leadership of life, it's done in the heart. Now, Hashem listens to what the heart is asking, not necessarily what the words are saying. Sometimes the words are saying, oh, I want this, I want that, but that's not really, the heart really wants the happiness, the heart really wants the success, the heart really wants it to work in a real way. And the words may be mischosen, inappropriately chosen, that as for something which may not be in my best interest. Same thing with bitochen. The bitochen in the chesed Hashem says, that which is truly chesed will happen. And if that chesed, which I so direly want at this juncture, is not going to be the best thing for me, then the bitochen in Hashem is really to trust in Hashem's chesed. And the chesed, of course, is not giving me what I want, because it's much greater chesed if I will not get it. So these are some of the ideas that we have to keep in mind. And it's work. It doesn't happen overnight. But it's such a worthy pursuit, such an uplifting pursuit, such an effective pursuit in influencing the world around us, in influencing our own destiny, and in giving us the ultimate sense of tranquility and menuchah.